Now, if you haven't caught wind of this yet, you've got about three more days to say that you attended the first ever National Asian American Theater Festival in New York. Okay, that's a mouthful. It's the first ever National Asian American Theater Festival. Now, Asian American theater artists from all over the country have descended upon the city to mark the celebration of theater, culture, and I think just some great storytelling. The festival organizers are emphasizing diversity. And let me tell you, as an Asian American Canadian, I don't think I've ever seen an all Asian American cast convincingly stage a bar mitzvah. That is, until now. I'm going to ask my next guest to explain that in a minute. So joining me now, Tisa Chang. She's one of the organizers of this festival, and she's the founder of the Pan-Asian Repertory Theater here in New York. And Alan Marocca is also here. Or should I call him Mr. Hooper? Most of you will recognize him as Mr. Hooper from Sesame Street, that great classic show. He's also a Broadway actor and is directing William Finn's musical Falsetto Land in this theater festival. Falsetto Land is playing at the Vineyard on East 15th Street. Tease and Alan, welcome to the Leonard Lopate Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Alan, before we delve into what this festival is about, come on, some people who just heard this intro are going to be wondering what I'm talking about exactly. You directed Falsetto Land,
yes.
A musical about, quote, a gay, straight, married, divorced family of New Yorkers preparing for a son's bar mitzvah. Did I get it right?
That's pretty close, yes. Pretty good.
Explain Falsetto Land.
Well, the idea of Falsetto Land was is part of a trilogy of musicals written by William Finn. And two parts of it, the second and third part, was done on Broadway back in the early 90s. And Falsetto Land actually started as a one act, and really sort of holds, sort of stands on its own. And so I was looking for a musical that would be able to highlight a small ensemble of seven actors, basically to sort of highlight the talent of my Asian American peers that I've been working with on Broadway, for the last 15 years. So, the idea for this came about just to be able to highlight Asian American actors in roles other than Miss Saigon and
sure.
The King and I. Luckily, this time around, when I was casting it, a lot of my friends and peers had heard about the production that we did in '98, which was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to get a Broadway cast, basically, to
sure.
come and do this. So, for instance, Ann Sanders, who plays Trina, the wife in my show, is taking a leave of absence from the Broadway cast of Avenue Q.
Mm-hmm.
And Whizzer, who plays the gay lover, was the star on Broadway of Bombay Dreams. So my
right.
cast could not be better. The whole idea of this sort of Jewish musical, this Jewish AIDS musical, it's funny. I don't think of it as that. I just think of it as a family musical, and these themes. I think people, when they come in to see the show, are a bit quizzical and maybe a bit dubious about it. But within the first 5 minutes of the show, the talent of the cast sort of transcends everything, and you just sort of forget their Asianness, and you just see a family sort of dealing with issues.
You know, I really have to echo that sentiment. I did sit down in the theater to watch it this past Friday night, and I thought, how are these Asian American actors going to convince me that they're going to stage a bar mitzvah? And, you know, it took me a few minutes to get into it.
Yeah.
Really, I just thought, I'm not really there with you.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to them. And I'm watching their mannerisms, and I believe that they really are about to do this.
Yeah.
You know, there were Jews in Kaifeng Fu in China in 500 AD.
Well, there you go.
Right. Well, exactly.
But it's my poor knowledge of history. There you go. That was just Tisa. Tisa, actually, that's a perfect way to get you into this conversation. How did this festival come about? And it's the first ever. Why did it take so long?
Well, three, four years ago, several of the established Asian American theater companies in the nation met in New York. It was really at Tim Dang's invitation. He is the artistic director of East West Players, the oldest Asian American theater company in the nation. They're 40 years old. And we all just decided that we should get together, show solidarity, show the impact of the kind of creativity that's happening now. And Pan Asian really wanted to try to put forth a festival of work, showcasing mm-hmm. the work, mm-hmm. rather than just a conference. And of course, it was natural that New York is the mecca of theater, and my colleagues, sure. my esteemed colleagues, yeah. Mia Katigbak at NatCo and Jorge Otto at Mayi Theater. So we three just, I guess we drew the short straws, but we became the executive producers, and that means all the fundraising, all the marketing, all the renting of venues.
Sure.
So it was really, really great. And, you know, Pan Asian has two shows as part of the festival, and this week we're running Carry the Tiger to the Mountain by mm-hmm. Sherilyn Lee through Saturday only. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7:30 and Friday at 2 o'clock at the West End Theater on West 86th Street near West End Avenue in the church. So I hope that, of course, as you know, we brought this back just for this week because mm-hmm. June 20th, 1982 was when Vincent Chin was killed. Mm. He died. There was, you may remember that this was a litmus test in a way about justice in America. Vincent Chin was assaulted and killed with a baseball bat in 1982 outside of a Detroit bar. So our play is sort of the search by his mother for justice.
Sure, it's a powerful work from what I'm told. You know, I'd like to ask both of you, mm-hmm. who do you want to come and see this? Do you want Asian Americans to come and reconnect with their heritage and culture? Do you want or do you really want there to be non-Asians? Do you want people to come without any regard for ethnicity, but just to say, I appreciate theater? What's your target audience here?
I think it has to be the general public. Yeah. Certainly we wanted, this festival is extremely meaningful for every Asian American or Hapa should come and support it because it is a celebration of our unified artistry and dedication. However, I think the general public, and you know, New York is so diverse. This is one of the reasons that we had it in all four boroughs, different shows in all four boroughs, because New York City is so diverse already.
Yes.
And we really wanted to kind of, the festival, one of the goals is really to show the impact of Asian Americans in the fabric of American society in yeah. everyday life.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Alan?
I absolutely agree. And for us, doing a musical automatically brings in a different type of audience that then would normally go to see Asian American theater, mm-hmm. Which has just been to our benefit to be able to bring a group who wouldn't necessarily go see Asian American theater and are coming for the musical theater experience, and then discovering the talent that we have within our community. It's a funny story. In our second preview, Cynthia Nixon, who was one of the stars of Sex and the City, came, and you know, we were all just sort of flabbergasted of who does she know in the cast? And ultimately, it was she's a huge Fall Settleland like freak, apparently, and she and her kids go to every production that is mounted. And so it was, you know, and so it's also a strength and a testament to this, just the heart and the love of the musical itself. It's such great music and the themes of family and family through struggle and through this early time of AIDS. There's such a center of core of heart and pathos to it that audiences just love it.
It's such a great example of the diversity of the kinds of work that the festival is embracing
mm-hmm.
because the festival has, as you know, it runs full 2 weeks and it runs
sure.
through this Sunday. We have probably another 15, 20 shows this week and they're in theaters as diverse as La Mama with the Korean Badass from Asian American
yes.
Theater Company in San Francisco and Refugee Nation, which is at the Abington on 36th Street, it's about Laotian stories, and they are from Santa Monica, California.
And I do want to say that our show is actually running through July 1st, so we're
running
past the
right.
the official festival.
I'm Alice Reese, sitting in for Leonard Lopate today, and I'm speaking to Tiza Chiang and Alan Marocca about the first ever National Asian American Theater Festival that's going on right now in all five boroughs. You know, let's talk about the representation of Asian Americans in theater, film, television. This watching Falsetto Land and reading into this festival, I started to think, now, who do I know? I tried to think about prominent Asian Americans on the screen and on the stage, and my list was not very long.
Yeah.
Is that me, or is that because there's really, should we be more represented? Are you comfortable with the representation to date?
Well, if I may speak first, Tisa, at least in the fabric on Broadway, when I started this 9 years ago, the first production of Falsetto Land, we were just coming off a revival of King and I, and a lot of my peers were then out of work. And there wasn't a lot of options. You know, once the Asian shows closed, there weren't a lot of options, and non-traditional casting wasn't really seen that prominently. And here we are 9 years later, and there actually is an Asian American representation in the fabric of Broadway today, with roles in Avenue Q and 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Sure.
And currently, right now, there are four Asian American leads in the Les Mis cast.
Okay.
Which, you know, so I think in these 9 years, things have changed, and which is just great. And I think that, especially for Les Mis, it took the experience of the creative staff and the casting directors to go through Miss Saigon. It was the same casting, same composers, to see the pool of talent that was available of Asian American actors. And so when this revival came up of Les Mis, they became a part of the fabric of it because they wanted to cast it non-traditionally. So I think things are changing slowly, and I think they obviously could be better, but I do see a change in the last 10 years.
And Pan Asian has been doing this. Well, I've devoted my adult life for 30 years running Pan Asian to provide opportunities for Asian American artists in the professional arena. So I hope we've made a little bit of difference. Yes, some of our more visible graduates include Daniel Dai Kim, who is now on Lost, who was in our Dollhouse in 1992, I think, 93. And Lucy Liu, who made her New York stage debut in Fairy Bones. But I think that the matrix of the talent that there are, we have now really have Asian American our actors and artists really making a living in this. And
good
I
point.
Think that's a very, very important
eat.
Step.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We all pay contract. They're on contracts that we pay pension and health. We hope that they will be seen so they're more visible because television and Hollywood films, of course, pay more. So, and Broadway does too.
Yeah.
And one of my goals is actually to – this whole festival is a kind of solidarity and unification and working together. And I really think that certainly for Pan-Asian, the next 30-year blueprint is that we will forge great partnerships, enduring partnerships, and perhaps unusual ones going into Hollywood and television. Yes. I mean, if you ask, why don't we have a running series on well, that's for us, Alan. Let's put our heads together. Let's try to do it.
Yes. And I'm sorry.
We have another minute or two left here, but I want to, you know, ask the question about discrimination. And one of the producers pointed out, you know, have they as industry professionals, as actors, have you faced that yourselves?
I think at times in casting, definitely. When I started in the business, there was definitely roles that I couldn't even get in the door for just because of, you know, the way I looked. You know, I luckily am a part of a show right now, Sesame Street, where, you know, diversity and inclusion is built into the fabric of that show.
Sure.
So I'm very lucky
as
far as that's concerned. But yes, I mean, I still think it's definitely an issue. And I think that they're all the major studios and now are aware of it and trying to do something about it.
A problem is perception. And if we can demonstrate that we have the talent to do all kinds of work, and this is why Fossetta Land is a kind of a groundbreaker, but Pan Asian also has, we've always done the kind of work that really showcases, and I think it's perception of what we're capable of and what mm-hmm. we would be accepted doing yes. and portraying. So now I think all the theaters that this festival certainly demonstrates that, you know, we can be considered for many, many more roles.
Certainly.
Than society has pegged us.
Certainly. And, you know, it's really a remarkable diversity that I've seen in terms of the productions that are going on. And actually, on that note, I should mention that you can find out more and check out some of these shows on our show page on our website, WNYC.org, and there are links there. It really is a, I think it's a landmark perhaps for the city and for Asian American theater. I would like to thank my guests here this afternoon, Teza Chang of the Pan-Asian Repertory Theater based here in New York, as well as Alan Marocca. I have to call you Mr. Hooper. Sorry.
Actually, my name is Alan on the show, and I run Hooper's store, so
right.
call me whatever you want.
You're Mr. Hooper to me.
Okay,
no,
that's
I
fine.
Know it's Hooper's store. Thanks so much for being here. What a great conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.